Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Kip is not going to be with us today. He instead is on a camping trip. He's been on the same camping trip this entire week where it's been freezing cold, and I'm sure he would love to be thawed out when he eventually comes back. I do know this. His buddies need to take his phone away from him when he's had too much sweet tea, because his Snapchats of him dancing, not really something I want to see, Kip. Sitting in for Kip is the Frederica head coach, Brandon Derrick, here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. And Kip's not here instead. Coach Derrick, thanks for coming on.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm going to really enjoy it.
This is Coach Derrick's radio debut.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody can understand me or not. I speak a little Tennessee, my country accent, so y'all just bear with me.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Speedway, and Golden Isles Pharmacy. Good folks over there at Golden Isles Pharmacy, Matt Donato, UGA grad, and Brunswick High grad. So get on over there for all your prescription needs. He'll take good care of you. All right, so we're going to open with the situation going on out in Darien. Pretty soon we're going to have another new head coach over for the MCA Buccaneers. This will be their fifth head coach in 7 years.
Wow.
No stability.
Right. I think it's a great community, and they got a lot of great people up there. I think it'd be a good hire for them if they get somebody and bring them in and give them some time to develop those kids up there. They have a rich tradition in football. They've always got some athletes, and they've always been very good. I just think the coach needs some backing and some stability. Like you said, was it 5 and 7 years? Is that holy cow? Just something to put their hat on and pick a guy and let them go in there and clean it up and get it going in that right direction. It's not going to happen overnight, and they need to realize that.
All right, so this is a true story. When everything broke, I had the opportunity to talk to Coach Toomer, and he told me this is coming directly from Coach Toomer. By the way, Coach Toomer is going to join us later in the show around 10:24 or so, and we're going to talk to him about everything that's gone down over there. We've heard all kind of crazy rumors, believe it or not, shockingly rumors from Darien about their football program. That never happens. But so, Coach Toomer, this is what happened. This is what I know. This is what I can tell you firsthand. Coach Toomer and I had a text conversation. He told me that he would not be back as the head coach, that the new principal there, and he did not see eye to eye on some issues. Okay? That was the original thing. So I then reached out to Principal Chris Wolski over at MCA High School and asked him these questions. This is basically the way the conversation went. Did you make the decision to tell Coach Toomer that he would not be back as MCA head coach? And the answer I got was, I'm not going to discuss personnel matters. So then the next question I asked him was, do you expect Coach Toomer to be back as your head coach next season? And I got, I'm not going to discuss personnel matters. Okay, thank you for your time. Then a little later in the week, believe it or not, I actually hear rumors doing what I do, and I heard the rumor that a teacher certification test had not been passed by Coach Toomer. And that was why he was not asked. So I reached directly out to Coach Toomer and asked him, did that happen? And the answer is no. So he's going to come on, and he's going to talk about all this stuff and what really went on instead of us speculating and hearing rumors from our brother's uncle's sister.
Yeah, welcome to high school football and small communities. That's just one of those things that goes on in everyday America, actually, and just in football in general, you know. But it's one of those things that you try to get to the bottom of it, and you may never get a straight answer, and you might not get what you want to hear. But, you know, I think they're going to make a move, and, you know, I hate it for Coach Toomer. He's a good guy.
This is a guy that took over the program after the alleged, I don't even know really what to call it, I guess, controversial firing of Robbie Robertson over there at MCA. program was in left in disarray. They were coming off a state championship appearance. They fired Coach Robinson. Some of that stuff that they fired him for, we still don't have any actual concrete evidence that it happened. We don't know. Nonetheless, Coach Toomer was the defensive coordinator. He was promoted, which I thought was a great move to promote Toomer from defensive coordinator to the head coach. He knew the community, the system, the kids. I thought that was just a fantastic move. I believe the MCA went 3-6 this past season, but ultimately it really wasn't about wins and losses after everything that had gone on with that program. Toomer came in, he provided stability, kept some of the kids that were talking about leaving the program in the program, and also was able to hold on to some sponsorship money in the community, which, of course, every football coach knows how huge that is.
Right, that's huge. And, you know, I think that it was a very wise move to promote from within to create the stability. You know, but what are the expectations? That's what it boils down to. It's one of the first things, I think, as a coach when you walk in, that's one of the things you ask the community, you ask the administration, what are your expectations? You know, do you expect me to create stability and keep sponsorships, and are you going to allow me to build it? You know, I don't know if those were clearly defined up there, and I think that's one of those things when you go in, expectations are what's the bar? Some are realistic and some aren't, you know, and I think in our world in high school athletics, people get caught up in watching ESPN and all of these things and look at these NFL programs and look at these college programs, and they expect the coach to come in 2 years. You know, Kirby Smart did it at Georgia, so why can't everybody do it, you know? But it's one of those things that the expectations, how many years are you going to give me? How long is it going to take? And what do you really want your kids to learn and get out of it? Is it all about winning, or is it about developing good young men?
And I guess the first casualty of Coach Toomer allegedly being let go has officially gone down, as I learned when you walked in the door that the MCA starting quarterback from last season, Denver Anthony, is no longer the MCA starting quarterback. Instead, he is enrolled and in class at Frederica Academy.
Again, I was as shocked as you were. We had received a text, I don't know, a couple days ago, and then he was enrolled in class yesterday or today, or Thursday. I'm not sure what day it was, and I was just as shocked as everybody else. But, I don't think that's casualty, but for MCA, yes, in a sense it is.
This is a program that Toomer took over where he was the right hire, and inexplicably, I would like to know what issues exactly that the Principal Wolski and Coach Toomer, I guess we'll find out later in the show, didn't see eye to eye on, because at the end of the day, from an outsider's perspective looking in, I thought Coach Toomer did a pretty good job of dealing with an adverse situation and making the best out of it and doing really a phenomenal job of just kind of weathering the storm, keeping everything in order, and getting enough kids. Look, there was talk that MCA wasn't going to be able to field enough kids to have a football season when everything first went down with Coach Robinson, and he did that. I would be curious to know what the expectations were of Coach Toomer if he's now losing his job, not even, you know, 1 year into his tenure.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest key, is what were the expectations? What was laid out in front of Coach Toomer at the beginning? You know, what were the things he needed to check off the box? And I think that would be a good thing to look at. I mean, as every coach, you kind of go in and you have expectations from your administration, your community. What did everybody expect? And I think that's what it goes back to, is those expectations. Is it all about wins and losses, or is it about developing kids, you know, to being good students, being great young men? I think that's what it boils down to. And, you know, those are some things, those are tough questions that you're going to have to ask this morning, Jason. I think that's going to be one of those things that might step on a toe or two there when you start talking about expectations.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so this is the segment where Kip normally brings us back and gets us into the weekend review. So I'm going to do it this one time, and here it is, the weekend review from Jason Bishop. And here we go. A complaint has been filed against Big Baller Shoes with the Better Business Bureau of California for not sending a pair of shoes or issuing a refund and calling the client a small baller. Alabama linebacker Mekhi Brown is being forced to transfer by Nick Saban after his tirade on the sideline during the national title game. Further proof that Saban will do whatever it takes to keep his players in line, unless it means sitting them down during the national championship game. Jalen Ramsey says Jags don't respect Steelers. Jalen, slow down. Steelers, 4 Super Bowl titles with Roethlisberger. Jags, 2 playoff wins. NFC title game, Vikings, Eagles, a.k.a. nap time. Apparently, the NBA and the UFC have merged. The misery of the Pittsburgh Pirate fan base. Oh, Andy Van Slyke, where have you gone? Christian Yelich says his relationship with the Marlins is permanently broken and wants to be traded. Newsflash, Christian, they were going to trade you as soon as Derek Jeter walked in that door.
Yes.
Word is, the Marlins are even shopping the toaster in the break room. They are asking for 3 cups of Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future. Saints offseason, tackling drills for safeties. And these are my thoughts. Solid.
Very.
So now I want to get into the sound of the week, the Greenscapes Landscape and Design sound of the week. So this is Jalen Ramsey, who is now my favorite Jaguar, just letting you know.
I was kind of wondering why they were so confident, because we stomped their ass last time. That went out the door real quick.
That's Jalen Ramsey talking about playing the Steelers and beating the Steelers after the divisional round this past week. The Greenscapes Landscape and Design, Sound of the Week, one more time. Jalen Ramsey talking about playing and beating the Steelers from last week.
I was kind of wondering why they were so confident because we stomped their ass last time. That went out the door real quick.
Oh, gosh.
And even that is not my favorite Jalen Ramsey quote from this past week. After they beat the Steelers, Jalen Ramsey came down onto the field, grabbed a mic, and basically performed for the crowd. We're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to win that B. And then for everyone that lives or knows anything about the city of Jacksonville, this is going to make sense to you. For you folks that have absolutely no idea, I would ask that you probably ask someone that lives down there, because this right here is hilarious. During the rant, Jalen Ramsey pulled a Duval.
Duval!
Okay. NFL playoffs. Those Jaguars. By the way, I'll take your call this week. 912-275-7017, the Pristine Water Landline. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who is not here. He is freezing out in the woods somewhere. Sitting in for him is Coach Brandon Derrick of the Frederick Academy Knights. And this segment is brought to you by Jessup Furniture, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, and Catch 228. NFL playoffs.
I think you got some interesting matchups. From a guy that believes that defense wins championships, I think Jacksonville comes in. They're going to have a very, very stiff test. I don't know if I would have went and guaranteed a Super Bowl if I was Jalen Ramsey going against Tom Brady. But, I think he's got a hand injury from what I've seen, and they haven't really disclosed what's going on with that. And then on the other side, the NFC championships, two good defenses playing each other. That could be a 6-3 game. I think you called it nap time, but it could end up being that. But I think, at the end of the day, it's going to be whether Tom Brady can get the ball off quick against Jacksonville, and the other side is who makes the most mistakes in the NFC championship.
New England is a 7.5-point favorite in the AFC championship game. Do you understand how huge that line is? That's a Patriot Bengal line. That's a Patriot Browns line during the regular season, 7.5 points. That basically tells me that Las Vegas does not respect the Jaguars at all and give them zero chance, almost zero chance to win that football game. The Patriots, let me repeat this to you, the Patriots are over a touchdown favorite in the AFC championship game.
Yeah, that's also a team that's won 5 Super Bowls. I think Vegas looks at that, too, that, and it's still Tom Brady. It's crazy. It seems they don't even talk about New England's defense, but it always somehow makes a play to get the other team off the field, and he always makes a play to get them in the end zone or get them in the scoring position. And, Belichick and those guys do a great job up there of getting their guys ready to go and being prepared. And it, as you can see, with 5 Super Bowls, and they're probably the best football team in this decade, but, I think Jacksonville's got a very good defense. They're young, they're athletic, and they really don't care who they're playing. That's the thing. I think they just, they don't care where they go, what venue it is. They're just going to go play and play hard. And, hey, you get a couple turnovers and you can score a couple times like they did last week against Pittsburgh. If the defense scores a couple times and the offense and Blake Bortles and them can do what they did, control the line of scrimmage, I think they got a very good chance.
The other side of the bracket, the NFC Championship game, Minnesota over Minnesota and Philly. Minnesota is a 3-point favorite on the road over the Eagles. Pretty interesting line.
That is Carson Wentz being injured. I think that's coming from Vegas right there. And I think Minnesota has a very good defense, too. Their safeties tackle, I think, a little bit better than the Saints did last week from your look back there. I thought that was hilarious. You get paid all that money and you miss a tackle like that. But I thought I thought that was a miracle. We were watching it actually at the house. We're about to change the channel, and then next thing you know, we flipped it back over, and this guy catches the ball and scores his touchdown. We're like, holy cow, what a miracle in Minnesota. But I think that might have breathed new life into them. And again, they're going to play just within the parameters of what Case Keenum can do. And I think Minnesota does a good job, and if Foles can make some plays for the Eagles down the field, it could be one of those games that's it could be 28-24, or it could be 6-3. You know, I don't know about their defense. Their defenses are very tough.
Kit does not excel in the prediction side of this show. So I'm going to ask you for a couple predictions. The conference championship games, Jacksonville, New England, give me a winner. Minnesota, Philadelphia, give me a winner.
Well, you know, everybody's going to be mad, but I'd have to go with the Patriots, but I don't think I'll take them by 7. I think it'll be probably
7.5.
And I said, yeah, I'm not going to go 7.5. I'd say they win by 4. Maybe 28-24, or it could be 31-27, right in that area. And again, with Philadelphia and the Vikings, I would, I'm probably going to have to take the Vikings in that one too. And again, it could go anywhere, but I think it'll probably be about a 27-21 Viking win.
On the other side of the break. During the commercial break, we're going to effort Coach Toomer. He has agreed to come on the show. So we'll effort him during the break. And on the other side of this break, we should have the allegedly former MCA head coach to answer some questions.
All know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Georgia head man Kirby Smart paid a visit to the Golden Isles this past week. Coach Smart stopped in on both Fredericka and Brunswick High. The Georgia coach specifically wanted to talk to Fredericka QB Jalen Simpson and Brunswick offensive lineman Warren McClendon. Perhaps we will see one or both of them wearing red and black on Saturday sometime in the near future. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
All right, so this segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Big City Cleaners, and Alan Tucker to fend off any bad guys legally that you fended off. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who is not here. Sitting in for him is the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand 24-7, the Southern Sports Edition. .com. We're also on Facebook Live. I mentioned that I would take your calls. I'm not taking any calls this segment because joining us via the Pristine Water landline is, I guess, the former MCA head coach, Terrell Toomer. Coach, is that accurate?
Yes, sir, that's accurate. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you just fine.
Okay,
Coach, well, so I don't even really know where to start. Okay, it came across my desk earlier in the week that you were not going to be asked back as the head coach for next season. Can you tell us why?
Just the honest truth is, it was just adult issues. We just, I myself and the principal just didn't see eye to eye on a lot of different things, and it just kind of came to, it came to head at the end of the, year when, you know, when I asked about, or can we fix this or can we fix that, and it just kind of went the opposite way, and it ended up to where I wasn't getting invited back or getting renewed for the 2018-2019 school term.
Well, Coach Toomer, this is Coach Derek. I want to tell you, I thought you did a great job trying to weather that storm up there right after all the fallout, and I thought you guys did an outstanding job this past season, and it's a school with a rich tradition of football. But again, you know, I talked about it a little bit in the media in between there in the commercial break with Jason, and we did they give you a set of expectations at the beginning?
Yes, sir. My expectations were to get a team on the field and build a good relationship with the students, and that's what we did. We knew, you know, even admin, we knew that we weren't going to be as good as we were the year before. We lost 16, 17, counting the kicker, starters from the year before. We lost 9 guys on defense. And on offense, we had 4 returning offensive linemen, which sounds good, but that was it. And, you know, J.P. Palmer was the only true returning starter from offense. Denver was a starter, but he was a receiver, and he was a running back. And, you know, so he wasn't returning as a starter in his position. Their expectations were kind of clear. You know, the superintendent hired me, and, you know, one of his biggest things was he's heard how I was with the children as far as relationship. And that's what he wanted. He knew he was going to have some coaching turnover, but he didn't want a whole lot. And I think he ended up getting about 50% of it. We ended up keeping half the staff and half was leaving. But their expectations were just to get those guys out there and get them back rolling, get this season going and you know, build off of this year and keep going from there.
Coach, we live in a small little corner of this country, you know, in this small little corner of the state, really. And so, of course, you can imagine, you know, things are said, rumors fly. And so one of the things that I have heard, and I wanted just to ask you directly, is that the reason that you didn't get asked back was because you had failed a teacher certification test. Any truth to that?
No. Every test that I needed to take, I passed. That's something said to divert from the truth. And, you know, in this situation, I've manned up to myself and said, you know, maybe I should just hushed, and then a part of me says, no, you need to state the problem that you got and try to work on getting it fixed. And then instead of saying, hey, you know, we're not inviting this guy back, you know, you hear all other things. No, the truth is, we just didn't see eye to eye, and when I say eye to eye, I mean on different things working as far as the program is concerned, different things day to day. Just to see eye to eye, and that was just the honest truth about the situation. Anything else is just something designed to, you know, divert you from the truth. That's what it is, you know. At some point in the situation, both sides have got to man up and say, hey, this is what I said, and this is what I'm doing, you know, and this is what it is, you know. I don't know. It's just an adult issue. It wasn't about wins and losses. Everyone kind of knew this season as far as, well, I say coaches, we knew this season, and I said earlier, admin, we knew this season wasn't going to be as good as it was the year before. We had to replace a lot of guys. I mean, we fielded a new kickoff team. And, you know, we didn't get a kickoff running back. We filled it a new punter, new snapper, new punt team. We didn't get a punt block this year. It was a lot of new things going on when it came to football this year.
Well, you know, from listening to it and being in the same business as you,
yes, sir.
You know, it sounds like you got kind of put in a rock and a hard spot there. And I was telling Jason before, you know, you brought stability to the program because they promoted from within, but you're also on that ship that was out there at sea when the hurricane hit, and you're just trying to bring it in, and then you become a casualty of a conflict of interest between you and the principal. And, you know, again, in our business, as we all know, that it's a complicated business, and I didn't know if it would come down to expectations by the community or all of that stuff, you know. And again, I think everybody thought you guys were in a rebuilding year. Even everybody in the surrounding area thought you guys would be rebuilding. I thought you guys did a very good job of trying to rebuild it from within. I just want to tell you, I appreciate your work and all the effort you put into it. And I think that you'll end up somewhere on the positive side when it's all said and done, Coach Toomer.
Yeah, I thank you. Yes, it was a rebuilding year. I mean, we went 3-6. You know, we lost one game to the Hurricane. Maybe we could have went 4-6 if we played that game. But we lost a total of four games. We lost four games with a total of 20 points. I think it was 20 or 21 points. So we were right there. You know, four games, you know, we could have, might have been 7-2. But it was definitely a rebuilding year. I mean, it was just hard to believe sometimes. We went from two outside linebackers that weighed almost 500 pounds together to two outside linebackers that weigh almost 300 pounds together. I just started looking at it. You know, we had the defensive player of the year in Jonathan Jason and single A, and his partner Fred, both inside backers, they weighed 485 pounds. And then, you know, this year we had two guys in there that weighed about 300 pounds. It was tough. The hard part for me was we lost so many sponsors due to everything that went down with Robbie and all that stuff. And it was tough trying to get someone back. But the true diehard sponsors, they stuck it out. They stuck in it for the right reason, and that was the kids, and that's what they done it for. One of the toughest parts for me was just proving, you know, that I didn't have anything to do with that. And all of the coaches that stayed, we were just as shocked. You know, this is honest truth. We were just as shocked at what went down as anybody else. And people would come and say, "Hey, Coach, what happened?" Look, we know exactly what you know. And that was just the truth. So one of the first things I had to do was kind of figure out where to differentiate myself from that. And one of the next things was get the kids out. I mean, we were down to 40 kids from in the past. The year before, I think we filled at 75. And I had eight freshmen this football season. And, you know, you got to recruit that middle school. And I had at least three parents tell me, "Coach, I'm not letting him play because of everything that happened." And I knew then that it would be an uphill battle to get more freshmen. We started off with four freshmen. We ended up with eight that were committed to the process and stayed the entire season. So it was just tough trying to get us on the field. A lot of people don't know about that part. But I told the guys I'm proud of their effort. I'm proud of because we never quit in any game. We never quit. You know, our last game of the season, we ended up beating Johnson 48-28 or something like that. But it just shows that the guys, they just never quit during the football season. And I felt like this year coming up, 2018 was going to be a much better year. And I felt 2019 would be even better. So it was tough. It was tough trying to get the guys to stick with it, some of the guys. Because when everything happened with Robert, we lost about 10 to 15 guys right off.
Coach, you said earlier that you and the principal, Principal Wolski, didn't see eye to eye on some things. Mm-hmm. What exactly didn't you guys see eye to eye on?
What did we see eye to eye on?
What didn't you see eye to eye on? What were the things that led Principal Wolski to say, we don't see eye to eye on these things, so I can't have you back as the head coach because of these things? What were they?
Well, I really don't want to go into detail with them, but, you know, just some of them, I just give you one, was the way I needed to get my guys recruited. I mean, that's just one of them. I won't go into all of the different details, but that's just one of them. And it was just a tough situation. And, you know, I had a horrible Christmas break because, you know, before the break, I kind of said what I needed to say. And during the break, I just kind of felt like something was, you know, something was funny. And when I got back, my feelings were kind of confirmed when I was told I wasn't, you know, getting renewed. So it was like I said, it's just adult situations. That's just the truth. That's just the untruth of the situation.
Okay, Coach. So now that we kind of know what's going on, and are you staying on for the remainder of the school year to keep teaching? And then now what happens with you? Is there another position that you have lined up? Are you currently looking? How's that work?
I'm staying on. I'm staying on for the remainder of the school year. I'm doing weight training. I'm finishing up weight training. And as far as a new job is concerned, no, I don't have anything lined up at this moment. I have a lot of teammates across the state, a lot of coaches that heard about the situation, and they've all reached out to me. So I've put a lot of phone calls, you know, to try to, you know, get me a new job. And I hadn't even went on the interview yet. Just been kind of taking my time. I always let the good Lord guide me where I need to go. But no, I hadn't got anything in stone yet. I have not got anything in stone. And I'm not being braggadocious. I'm not worried about it. I know something will pop up. I know I'll end up somewhere. I just don't know where as of right now.
Well, Coach, from a coach to a coach, I just want to thank you for what you do and all the time that you put in to those kids. You know, we say it a lot, and we say it all the time at Frederica. We're in the kid business, and that's what you got to be in. It's not our business and none of that other stuff, but football's a great game, and like I said to you earlier, I think you'll land on your feet. And, again, I want to thank you for all the time that you put in and helped out in this community and this surrounding area.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate that a lot. People on the outside, you know, don't understand how much time we do put in this, win or lose. You put about just as much same time in, you know, you don't put in 2 hours less on a week you lost, but you put in a lot of time and effort to do this, and we ended up spending more time with, you know, the community's kids than our own kids. But it's something that I love. I wouldn't have it any other way. My wife and kids grown to figure that out. And I appreciate the parents that allow their kids to come, that, you know, this football season that did allow their kids to come out and play. It's a very tough business. And my situation is not the first to happen to a coach, and it won't be the last. I hope it's the last I ever have to deal with it. But it is a tough situation. You know, it wasn't about wins and losses. It was just about adult relationship. And I'm learning that, you know, not only do you got to have a great relationship with the kids, which I did, but you got to make sure the adults, you know, the same relationship is intact with them as well.
Coach, thanks for coming on. We've gone, we appreciate you coming on. And so we decided we were going to stay with you a little longer than normally what we do, and so we've gone about 5 minutes over on this segment. So I want to thank you for coming on and answer our questions honestly and being as forthright as you've been about a tough situation. Coach, thanks for coming on, and I'm sure you'll find something that you want to get into, whether it be another head coaching job or something else. But thank you for taking the time to come on, Coach. Thank you, Coach Toomer.
All right, I appreciate you for having me on. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. The 2018 Rhino Ag Super Bowl of Racing, presented by General Tire at Gold and Isle Speedway. The Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series kicks off its season with this huge event. Check out all the top names in the Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series
February 1st through the 3rd. Thursday practice followed by two action-packed nights, Friday and Saturday. Hot laps start at 5 p.m. For more information, visit gisdirt.com or call the ticket office 912-386-0061.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Coach Smart came this direction last week basically to talk to Frederica quarterback, Jalen Simpson, Brunswick offensive lineman, Warren McClendon. And so Coach Derek obviously got to talk to Coach Smart. Is that why I was here, Jalen Simpson, for y'all?
He came down to see Jay Sean and Jalen, just to talk to us, mainly talk to the coaching staff, see if those guys were still open and thinking about coming, you know, if they were still open to recruitment and all that stuff, or if they were going to commit to somebody, and trying to get an inside track. And he came by and talked to us. I guess he was at school probably for about 30 to 45 minutes. It was a exciting time. You know, he's a big celebrity now, being in the national championship. Everybody loves Coach Smart, and he's a great guy. He does a good job recruiting, and him and Coach Schumann were down and had a good time. We were trying to keep the middle schoolers off of him and everybody else, and it was an outstanding visit for him. I think he gets to see the kind of the dynamic of our school, which is outstanding when you've got those little. We got the kindergarten all the way to the 12th graders, and everybody was kind of in awe of Coach Smart.
Coach Smart reminds me of a young Jason Bishop.
There's a lot of people that remind you of you, right?
Yes. They're all good. They're all good at what they do. All of them. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who isn't here. Sitting in for him is the Frederica head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'll take your calls via the Pristine Water landline, 912-275-7017. You can stream any of the show if you miss it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're currently on Facebook Live. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and Pristine Water. And special thanks to former MCA head coach, that's official now, Terrell Toomer, for joining us via the Pristine Water landline and having a really tough conversation about what had gone down with him and the administration over in Darien, who seems to have problems keeping head coaches around.
Yeah, just looking back at that, and I think, you know, again, Coach Toomer did a good job. He We talked about it in between the breaks there a little bit. Just trying to bring the ship into the harbor was probably a tough situation for him, and separating himself from the Robbie Robinson debacle that all took place. And I thought he did a good job, and he's a good guy again. He'll land on his feet, and he'll succeed at whatever he does.
We have never gone that long over a segment with a coach, but that I felt warranted going as long as we did with it. Jalen Simpson and Jayshon Sheffield, I imagine that you've got the inside track on this question. Obviously, Coach Smart came down to talk to them. So those guys are leaning on going where?
It's wide open, to be honest. We have talked a little bit, but they're still wanting to go around and travel and visit some places and visit with some coaches when they go on these trips and see. They're still very wide open to. I think the weather will be a factor for them. Jalen doesn't like the cold, and so we're going to see. He's getting a little bit used to it since it's been so cold here in Georgia the last 2 weeks, but. At one point, it was the weather, but they're very open right now. And my best advice to them is, I want them to get the perfect fit for them. Don't take the sales pitch. Go to the school, get the fit for you academically, get a degree, come out of there. Because we all know this, football is not going to last forever. And so go get a degree, go somewhere that's going to fit you and your needs and your family. And I just think it would be a great thing for them to make sure that it's correct. Don't go somewhere where everybody's wanting them to go or telling them to go on these, I don't know what these thing is on the internet, but the post that everybody wants you to try to lean, get them to lean one way or the other. We just tell them to get the best fit for them.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simons, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Georgia head man Kirby Smart paid a visit to the Golden Isles this past week. Coach Smart stopped in on both Fredericka and Brunswick High. The Georgia coach specifically wanted to talk to Fredericka QB Jalen Simpson and Brunswick offensive lineman Warren McClendon. Perhaps we will see one or both of them wearing red and black on Saturday sometime in the near future. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
It's Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who isn't here. He's somewhere freezing, camping out in the woods. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, sitting in for Kip is the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. 912-275-7017 on the Pristine Water landline. I will take your phone calls. We are in the last segment. If you missed any of this show, you can stream it on demand 24/7. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. We're on Facebook Live, and this segment is brought to you by Coconut Kev's, Brunswick Country Club, and the Strike Zone. Strike Zone's a good thing to do right now because it's too cold to be outside doing anything else. So indoors bowling, that'll give you something to do. Get out of the house.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't want to be outside doing too much today.
No. All right, so we kind of had to take a short segment because the segment before that with Coach Toomer went almost two segments full, but it was worth it. It was a good, candid, tough conversation. Got a lot of questions answered directly from the horse's mouth, which is Coach Toomer. And so we kind of got in a conversation about your guys, Jalen Simpson, Jayshon Sheffield. I also want to talk about the Brunson kid, too. Tell you some things I've heard about that, and you can tell me whether they're true or not. But I want to come back to Jalen and Jayshon just really quickly. I've also heard that they're a dual package. So if you're going to recruit one, you got to recruit both of them. Truth?
That is not true. They are not a dual package. We haven't wrapped them up, put bows on both of them, and going to send them out there to do that. It's again, let's just clear up the air with this. They're their own individual kids, and they're going to go to where they're going to be the best fit, and we're not sending them together. None of that. I know everybody thinks they're a package, but they're not. And they both have individual needs, and that's where they're going to go. That becomes their best fit for them.
I've heard some rumors that Brunson has been recruited by Ohio State. Also, Michigan State has been involved with him, and he is trying to debate whether or not he wants to go that far away from home. Enlighten me.
Well, Patrick, had the back injury earlier, and so he had to set out all this football season. And so really what we're just trying to do is get Patrick back to 100%. And he's a phenomenal athlete, and Michigan State they send him stuff every week, and they're in constant contact with him. And Ohio State, at the same time, he went up and has talked to Ohio State, yes. And it is a long way away, but, we kind of had the conversation about, if you want to go play and putting in those demands, and we're just trying to get his back to health 100% before he does anything. He's going to have to go to some camps this spring and do some things and go back out there and kind of prove to everybody that he is a elite player, which I can tell you now, he's a phenomenal athlete.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing this weekend for a right to go to the Super Bowl. They're 7.5-point dogs to the New England Tom Brady's. Jalen Ramsey believes that they're going to win. He is my new favorite Jaguar simply because of the things he says. Again, just to give you an example, I'm going to play the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. This is Jalen Ramsey after the Jags just beat the Steelers, who they already beat previously in the year.
I was kind of wondering why they were so confident because we stomped their ass last time. That went out the door real quick.
They were up 28-7 at one point in that football game, the Jags were.
Yeah, it's hurting my feelings because I'm a Steelers fan. But they played well, and that's when, if you can go into somebody else's house and take the win and you're a good football team, and they are. They've put it together. I think that Tom Coughlin, going into the front office, he's put his stamp on that organization right off the bat. And I think now the Giants kind of know what they let go out the door, what he was trying to keep together up in New York, and now he's down in Jacksonville, and you see it all of a sudden. It didn't take him long to get it fixed.
Nor did it take long in New York to fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, it unraveled very fast up there, and it was put back together very quick in Jacksonville. And that's a totally different monster, the NFL, compared to college and high school and all of that. And he knows the ins and outs, and Tom Coughlin's done a great job. And Coach Maroney down there has done an outstanding job, even though he eats bologna sandwiches and stuff like that. I think that's awesome. But for those guys to go in and do what they've done this year speaks volumes to the front office and the coaching staff and their players coming out and buying into everything that they've done.
Duval!
and you play Duval. It's
Duval!
You know, again, that's a Jacksonville thing. It's pretty awesome.
I was down at an arena football game in Jacksonville when this first came across my radar. I was there with my brother, and they would score a touchdown the whole stadium. And so I was, what is that? And my brother had to explain it to me. And I hate it. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, but it's...
Duval!
That's one of those things, you know, and those guys down there at Jacksonville, I think they got a shot this weekend. I really do.
Super Bowl preview. Who wins it? Give me a winner. Super Bowl winner.
Super Bowl winner. I am going to take the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. Case Keenum.
Yeah. We need a dark horse to come out of this thing and win it for once.
I actually, you know what? I'm going to go homer here, but I really mean this. I like Jacksonville. I feel like that to beat New England, you've got to be able to rush Tom Brady with your front four.
Right.
Jacksonville can do that, and then they've got a really good secondary to play coverage, and I think that really negates what New England tries to do offensively, and I think it will allow Jacksonville to be able to run the ball.
Yep.
Play a low-scoring game, which is what they want to do, have Blake Bortles not have to force the ball down the field to make mistakes.
Right.
And I like Jacksonville's chances because of their ability to rush Tom Brady with just the front four.
Again, defense wins championships. It doesn't matter. In any sport, you look at the people that win, besides the Golden State Warriors, who can shoot the lights out at from half court, but they play good defense, and those guys are going to be really good.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldNilesPharmacy.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.